From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Lawmakers have introduced the first wave of bills for this year's legislative session. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Bensa Berkland talks to State House reporters about some of the most interesting pieces of legislation.
We're joined by Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Joey Bunch with the Denver Post. Peter, what are some of the interesting bills you're following so far?
We've already seen a slew of marijuana-related legislation. It's sort of like we've entered this new phase of marijuana legislating, with much of the nuts and bolts of the rulemaking behind us in regulating how dispensaries operate and sales are conducted and all that. Now it's kind of the secondary things, pesticide use. All of a sudden, lawmakers are realizing that we can't be spraying marijuana plants with pesticides that could be harmful, so they're trying to come up with a list of pesticides that would be acceptable or not. Piece of legislation that would deal with allowing marijuana sales and distribution at special events, events that are 21 older, but special events.
And Joey?
Well, there's a number of very interesting bills that we haven't seen before this session. You know, there's one based on the Bill Cosby case where Representative Rhonda Fields wants to waive the statute of limitations on sex assaults, and that's based directly on the Cosby case. Another bill is to require statewide animal vaccinations for rabies. And while that's the norm in cities and the suburbs, it's not going to be popular in the rural areas because not only do the animals have to be vaccinated, they also have to be displaying tags. And for those of us who grew up out in the country, that's just not a reality.
Do you think that will generate a rural-urban divide?
Yes, I think it will. And, you know, Democrats last year were trying very hard to reach out to the rural areas. It's not so much about the depth and breadth of the bill as it is the symbolism. You know, this is a Democrat bill. We'll see if, you know, there's a price they pay in the rural areas. You know, another bill that's very interesting is Colorado may be the next state to switch from Hunter Orange to Hunter Pink.
And that's a Democratic lawmaker as well, and she said she's trying to make the sport more appealing to women. And she personally doesn't like to wear fluorescent orange, so this would allow hunters to wear both colors. I think it will end up being a controversial bill.
Well, some states say that it's just not necessary, it's symbolic, but it may not be as safe. Orange is a universal color. Maybe not everyone's familiar with pink. I don't know if the animals care either way.
We've also heard from some women who are concerned that it might be a patronizing bill a little bit. What, to get women involved in hunting, they have to wear pink? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And then we're also starting to see legislation that's based more in principle than it is policy to a certain extent. One of those pieces of legislation is a measure that would replace Columbus Day with an Indigenous Peoples Day holiday. And already the Democratic lawmaker, Representative Joe Salazar, kind of drew a line in the sand on the legislation and said that if you're not voting for this bill, then essentially you are racist. And he pointed to certain Republican colleagues of his who are not in support of this legislation.
And, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of Italian Americans who say, why can't we have both? You know, isn't it somewhat racist to say we need to do away with this piece of Italian heritage for a very old piece of history? Are we trying to rewrite history and discriminate against Italians for the sake of boosting indigenous peoples? So there's quite a debate to be had there.
Thanks a lot to keep us busy. That was Joey Bunch, a reporter with the Denver Post, and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.